This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? I've got a new friend, a perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This I'm a bitch, gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth can't outrun my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie.
Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan Nelson.
And we're broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in fabulous Ferndale, Michigan. And it's hump day.
I love the way your nostrils flare when you say that.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, that sounds so hot right now. Flaring nostrils. Hey, you know what? It's also Veterans Day. So
yes,
we need to do a shout out and salute all those who have served our country and are currently serving our country. We thank them.
We do thank them. And if I could, I want to share with you. Uncle Vince was on the show, right? He served in the Vietnam War, and so I sent him, which I never would have done. I've never done in my life. I've never thanked him for the service. We had him on the show.
How selfish of you!
I know.
You don't thank anyone, do you?
No. No, well, no, not enough. You're right.
I'm just kidding. Hey, we have our Thanksgiving show coming up. You know, we're going to be talking
about
gratitude.
We'll be grateful. But you know, I did reach out this morning. And I said, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate what you did. And it's people like you that allow us to live our lives the way we do. And he sent me a text, and I just want to read it real quick.
Yeah.
He said, I might get emotional. He said, thank you, Denise. Coincidentally. Oh, I thought I could do this. I left Vietnam for the last time 45 years ago today. I was an exuberant, fortunate young man when that aircraft lifted off from Comron, bound for the world, our way of referring to the USA. 58,327 of our colleagues were not so fortunate. Leslie Sabo was one, Carl Keene another, Chuck Faircloth, Chaplain, Father Vincent, Sam Burford, all incredible heroes died unspeakable deaths. Sorry for the rambling. They are the real heroes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry. Wow. I thought I could get through that. But yeah, that really touched me. And, you know, we just forget.
Yeah, right.
So, but we do. We thank them for their service. And if you know somebody that has served.
Make sure you reach out today.
Yeah, say thank you. There's a lot of places that are offering, you know, like free, like Dairy Queen and Applebee's and different places that vets can go and get.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, either at a discount or free meals or things like that. It's about time.
It is.
I'm glad. That's good. Wow. And on a lighter note, it's also Diwali Day.
I've heard of that. What is that?
Well, it's an ancient Hindu festival. They celebrate it every year. And the celebration is to honor the triumph of good over evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, and I read all this, so I'm kind of quoting or paraphrasing, but it's to Hindus what Christmas is to Christians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. And apparently they put clay pots outside their homes. They line up outside their homes, and those pots symbolize the inner light that protects us from spiritual darkness.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Makes me want to light a clay pot.
Makes me want to have about 100 of them around my house.
Yeah, I need protection from spiritual darkness.
Speaking of spiritual people, Mary Grace last week.
Oh, yeah.
What a hoot.
Yeah, Mary Grace.
She was great. You know what?
Randazzo.
I'm excited, though, because I felt like our Nooner team needed a therapist. And yes. I think we need to talk to her. She needs to be like our personal Nooner team therapist.
We need more than one. Mary Grace.
I think Mary Grace can handle it. No problem.
Yeah, pretty sure she'd whip us into shape
time.
No, she was wonderful. And
I like her whole no-nonsense approach.
Yeah.
No sugarcoating anything.
Right.
No tiptoeing around the problem, like either snap out of it or...
Tell it like it is.
Yeah. I really liked her.
And that whole unstuck thing.
Right.
That we just get stuck in these patterns and these ways of doing things. And if we just for a minute unstick ourselves.
Right.
So, is that a word?
I don't know. But are we seriously, the three of us, going to go to New York in January?
We are. As a matter of fact, remind me when the show's over, I picked the date.
Oh, you did?
Well, of course, with your approval.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because you're the president. Vice President.
Yeah, okay.
Have to work 365 days a week. I only have to work 364.
Because it's about balance for you, right? Not me.
You're just mad because I want to peel potatoes next Wednesday or 2 weeks from Wednesday.
I'm not mad. I'm actually excited about it.
Yeah, see?
No, I really am. I thought about it after and I thought, oh, she's right.
Well, I was ready to say, Jackie, I concede. So, see?
Okay.
See what a great balance we are? Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so guess what happened on Saturday? Jessica, did you hear about this? America's Got Talent?
No, what happened?
America's Got Talent was in town.
Really?
At Kobo. Yeah, they had auditions on Saturday.
Detroit, Michigan.
You got it.
If I knew that, I would have sent people out there. Yeah, right.
What do you mean you would have sent people? You wouldn't have gone?
Why, you think?
Well, yeah, but my girlfriend, Kristen, like I smoke a pack a day or whatever, so I've got to stop that.
So did Janis Joplin.
Well, yeah. I don't want to sound like her, though. I love her, but...
Okay.
But, I mean, Kristen's got an amazing voice, so I would have sent her over there because, I mean... She could kill it. She's got some pipes on her, that girl.
It's not too late. You can go online, and if you can't make one of the dates, because I think there's 12 cities that they're visiting.
Saturday, on the 14th, they're going to be in New York.
They've got some.
Oh, really?
You know, Detroit is among New York, L.A.
Well, they've got a lot of talent.
You know what? And it's so cool that finally everybody's recognizing that, and all these shows are starting to come to Detroit now, you know, because that's, hey, look, Motown. I mean, you can't compete with that.
Well, I saw a little news clip after you brought it to my attention, and I was so in awe of these people. It's like such bravery. I mean, there's a 92-year-old vet, actually, that was going to sing, and a 7-year-old kid that was going to do something. I don't know.
Oh,
it's
I know.
What makes, first of all, I must say, I wonder what makes these people think that's talent. But but
well,
I
now, wait a minute. Yeah.
Well,
right.
Speaking
and you think
of talent,
that's talent. What?
I, after last night, I'm
oh, yeah.
I'm thinking that I should have auditioned.
Well, no, yeah, tell us about that. I hear you're learning how to dance. That ought to be interesting.
So, you know, Rebecca's getting married in March.
Oh, I know our baby's growing up.
Our baby CEO
is growing up.
Is, oh, gosh. She's going to be off for 2 weeks. We got to plan ahead for that.
But I know.
That's another story, too. So, Beck and AJ are getting married. We decided, six of us, Bob and myself, and then AJ's parents, to take, well, I say we decide, I think I decided.
I was going to say, I just can't picture Bob saying, hey, let's all go take dance lessons for the wedding. For some reason,
no,
I think that had to be your idea.
Jackie, you would have been impressed. He took it, first of all, he was a trooper about it. He never rolled his eyes in front of me anyway. And he went, and he was really into it. And
wow.
Yeah. We had
so wait, what kind of dance is it? What are you doing?
Well, we're going to do a waltz or something like that. And, you know, to a slow song, obviously. And then we're going to break out and do some break dancing.
Oh, really? Man, I want that recorded.
Okay. We have to get a copy of that. That has to go in.
Can you see her break dancing?
Can you see her on the ground doing the worm?
That's what I'm picturing in my head.
Or the moonwalk.
Okay, it's not. Okay, we're doing hip-hop dancing, you know. Like.
No, I don't think that's what it's like, Denise. Okay, for those of you that can't see Denise imitating hip-hop right now, it's good that you can't see it.
Bob does a really good robot.
I'm sure he does.
I'm showing them how he does it, just for those of you that, for all of you that can't see. Thank goodness.
Oh,
I wouldn't
how
be doing that if
funny
we were on TV.
That's great.
It was fun, and we signed up for 10 more classes.
Okay.
And so hopefully by the time March rolls around.
Now, can anybody dance? Except I would imagine AJ and Rebecca can dance, but of the four of you?
Six of us, no. Because AJ's parents were there as well.
Okay.
Neil and Gina.
Can they dance?
No, none of us.
I could see Neil break dancing for some reason. I picture him doing the moonwalk or the worm or whatever.
Well, you know, Neil's what, like 6'4", and Gina's like 5'2".
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty funny to see, you know, her trying to reach up to him. But no, I think we were all so focused on what we were doing in that little box that he was teaching us.
So it's like Dancing with the Stars. Oh, wow.
It does make you appreciate what good dancers do.
Yeah.
Because really, we were doing a box and it was like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. It's not easy.
Well, and then especially if you can't count.
Yeah.
Even harder.
Yeah, you're really screwed then.
You know what they did tell the guys, which I thought was interesting? They said the instructor said the guys are responsible for speed and direction.
Okay.
Which scared the hell out of me. I mean, really? You're going to put the guys in charge of speed and direction? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, what are you
supposed
to do?
We're just supposed to make up, you know.
Follow.
Oh,
well, just no different than anything else in life then, is
kind
it?
Of, except for me. I.
You're the speedy.
Well, that's what the guy kept saying. Slow down. This is a dance.
Yeah, Denise, slow
and
down.
It was a good lesson. I had to follow and be led and, you know, slow down. So hopefully I'll take it into life as well.
Oh, that's so interesting. What does Rachel think of this?
She said Daddy will probably have to do some shots before he goes on the dance floor.
So I hear she's doing really good in basketball.
She is.
So what's going on with her?
Well, two basketball games.
Because she's a
games.
Freshman, right?
She's a freshman, college ball. She's played two games. She's played really well. I just forgot how much fun it was to watch her play. And, you know, your kids sing. And, I mean, to see them do something that they're really good at.
And they love to do.
And they love to do. Yeah. And they keep getting better at.
Right.
And people appreciate it.
It's fun to watch.
It's fun.
Yeah.
So we have another game tonight. It's
oh,
sort
wow.
of thrown our week into a...
That retirement thing isn't going so well, huh?
No, it's like, what are we doing? Oh, yeah. Basketball, dance,
drive,
basketball.
Drive. Yeah.
The Nooner Show.
Yeah. And then it's Nooner time.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Good. Well, you know what? Maybe you could teach us how to dance when you get back from the wedding, if you still have it.
Well, I'm hoping you'll be there.
Well, okay, but I'm not dancing. If I do go, I'm not dancing.
Everybody's dancing.
I will not.
Because that's part of our dance. Our hip hop was we're going to get everybody onto the dance floor.
That'd be interesting.
That's when it's a really good wedding party.
Right.
When you get everybody to participate.
Right.
I think.
Right. Well, I would imagine that it's in Key West, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, how can it not be fun?
I know.
And especially with Rebecca and AJ.
I know.
Their personalities are perfect.
They're such a great couple.
Perfect fit for Key West.
I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
So. We have a lovely guest in the house today.
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on.
Oh, what's that?
It's time for What's the Wish, What's the Way, What's in the Way. And we have two guests with us today, so Sally's giving me the no, Sally's I'm not good. Here. Sally and Kelly. But this segment, so that you know, is dedicated to showcasing the stories of individuals who took a leap of faith and pursued their dreams. They had a wish. They found a way to make it happen. And Jackie and I think that not only are their stories unique and interesting, everybody has a story, but they are inspiring and we can learn a lot from them. So welcome.
Well, after many years of a successful management career, Kelly Eiler left corporate America to pursue her dream and love of gardening. What started as a small garden and one building showroom turned into a 3-acre enchanted spread. With the sweet mix of whispering grasses, secret tea rooms nestled in the woods, and a wonderland of an eclectic mix of radiant and rustic art, this magical place is known as Le Fleur Decor, one of Michigan's best kept secrets. Welcome, Kelly.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Sally.
Thank you.
Sally didn't want to put the headphones on. She's like, oh, no, I'm not talking.
Sally is your moral support.
She
we know.
Is.
But she's also an artist, too.
She is an artist, my partner in crime.
Yeah. So take us back, Kelly, because I've had the opportunity to visit your place many times, and it's so hard to really describe the feeling you get when you're there. And I've been telling Denise about it for a long time because I know that you will absolutely love it when you come out. I know we've tried to make arrangements to get out there. But it's such a magical place, and it's like a world away from the world. And every time I'm there, even if we're having meetings, it just doesn't feel like you're working. It's just inspiring. It's peaceful. It's magical. And then when I leave and I go back to the real world, it's like, oh, my gosh, that place is just so unique. So how did you go from corporate world to creating what you have now?
Well, when the opportunity for me to move with the company to Chicago came about, I knew I couldn't leave Hadley, the little town that it is, in my beautiful little spot there. And I just said, hey, I'm going to be 30 years old. Time to make a change, do something different.
And how long ago was that?
12 years.
So 12 years ago, your company was closing down here in Michigan.
Yep, we got bought out by a bigger company in Chicago.
Okay. And then you had the opportunity to move?
Yes.
And you just said, nope. But did you know what you were going to do? I mean, was this in the works? Was it?
Nope, not at all. I had done some just getting creative, decorating things in my own home, in my own yard. And just one thing led to another, and I had a cool old barn that had all kinds of possibilities and a great dad that helped me fix it up and make it something.
But you didn't really have a plan at that time. It wasn't a thought out, oh, you know what, this has always been my dream, I'm going to.
No.
It just
flowed.
You had a door close, which was working for this company. When you found out that they were moving and you had to think,
Do I want to move
with them?
Right.
Or do I want to stay here? What did you feel? Were you overwhelmed with fear? Were you relieved? Did you think, this is my chance?
I was very scared, but I knew I didn't want to leave. I knew I didn't want to. Chicago wasn't the place for me.
So you had to come up with something that you could make a living doing. And, I mean, from the sounds of it, because Jackie's been talking about your place for quite a long time, but okay, we're having a little mic problem here. Hold on here. I must be sitting too far away in my efforts not to laugh loud into the microphone. it sounds like such an amazing place that it's what your passion is. You found what you love to do and you turned it into a business. Is that true?
Exactly.
Okay.
Did you picture 12 years ago that it was going to be what you have today?
No, because not at all.
What were you thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking.
You were just
I was just going with the flow.
Just going with the flow.
Yep, and I just thought if there's any chance, this is it. And
were you concerned about making ends meet or, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the first few years, I did take some jobs in the winter just to supplement.
Kind of offset.
Yeah. And it just grew every year and changed. And I just went with whatever worked to get people in there. And
wow.
You named it. It's
La Fleur is the flower. And flowers are what got me into it.
Okay, so it started the first.
It started with gardening.
Okay, and so you thought, okay, I love gardening. I want to do something with gardening. What was the very first thing you made money on doing in gardening?
Actually, more like taking the flowers at the end of the season and doing pressed flower art. Just something as simple as doing some decorations for the house.
Okay, now did you like, you know, you can look online and there's all this great advice about how to start a small business.
Right.
Did you have a business plan?
No.
Okay. You know what? That's okay because we just want to shed some light. I don't think there's one way to do anything.
Right.
It's finding, and like you said, I love what you said. You went with the flow.
I did.
You listened to your
Your
inner self.
Right. I just felt like it happened for a reason. And
so it sounds almost like you weren't thinking about the big picture when you were doing it. You were just doing what you loved, and somehow it was just going to either work out
or lead
you to something different.
And because it was at my home, if it didn't work out, it was still my home.
Right.
It was still my barn. I could always get a real job.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of that saying, do what you love and the money will follow.
Exactly. Well, that's really kind of what's happened here, I think.
Yes.
One of the things that you said when we were talking was that you take what you have learned to use what you have, which I thought was really cool.
Yes.
So it's not like you went out looking for certain things. You've learned to take what you have and make it work for you.
Right.
So after a while, what happens? Do people call you and say, hey, I have this? Or do you go out looking for pieces that you can turn into art? Or
I mean, over the years, I've become the local Goodwill drop-off for customers, and, you know, people call me, hey, I want to throw this away, but I'd rather give it to you.
Right.
Or, you know, my mom loves to shop. She's my little garage saler, Goodwill shopper.
And so you take those objects that might otherwise be thrown away.
Right.
And you turn them into
something new.
Something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question going back to what you said. If the company hadn't moved, would you still be working for them?
Probably.
Wow.
Interesting. So you weren't in that job thinking, I'm miserable, I don't like this?
I mean, it was very stressful, but I did love the company that I worked with. It was a family kind of company at first. It just kept getting bigger and bigger. So it was kind of like I was one of the main make-it-happen people. So it was stressful. Yeah. And driving to the city, please don't make me drive down here again.
You know, I'm with you on that.
That was the worst part of the job.
That's
was
my
driving
husband
to
says
work.
The same thing. What do you miss about that kind of a job, about the corporate world?
Getting out of the house.
Because now
I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
Your work.
Now it's okay. I plan to go to town.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, now
wait
a minute. You got to come to the Nooner show.
Yeah,
yes.
Come on.
That's a little too far.
Oh, that's too far.
But at the end of this, you'll say, "Oh, it was worth it."
Oh, yeah.
What do you like most about owning your own business?
Working at home.
Sure.
Having coffee while I work in the morning.
Now you have visitors all day long, right? I mean, seems like it.
Generally,
because
in most
more
seasons?
In the summer. More in the summer. In the spring summer. And summer is the busy time.
And you're also, are you the founder of the Harvest Fest?
No, Hadley was doing the Harvest Fest, I think, for a long time.
Okay.
And I remember when I first moved there, the Haven had the horse-drawn plows in the field across the street, and I thought that was so cool.
Okay.
So I just said, I'll start doing the Harvest Fest as well and have the little art show with artists like Sally here.
And Sally, where's your place at?
My place is in Hadley, too.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you have a storefront or is?
No, I have a little cottage that is like a gallery, and I just do open houses there.
Okay. And then I know you guys combine.
Yes, but she has her, that's how we met. She's had her artwork at my store probably about 11 years, yeah. 10, 11 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then we became friends through all that, and now we do booths at different stores. And
partners.
Yeah, we partner up, and we do shows once in a while together. And
when somebody asks you, what do you do, how do you respond? Do you say I'm an artist?
No, not really.
Do you think you're an artist? Yes.
I don't know.
You should.
But I'm more of a gardener, farmer. But then I'm, you know, furniture painter, wedding flowers. I mean,
yeah,
a Jill of many things.
Lots of creativity and imagination. Yeah, you're an artist.
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, your place is just, and the different areas on her property with the little corners of rooms with tables and chairs and lights from the trees. Just breathtaking.
So for our listeners, and because I haven't been there, tell me, I pull up, and Jackie probably, because you won't want to brag about your place, but tell me what I would encounter.
I think when you pull up, you'll drive, well, it's a little bit of a driveway, you know, if you go all the way back. But if you're pulling up, the very first thing you're going to see is the big barn. And you're just going to see really cool hand-painted and custom-made and furniture all over the property. It's just, I can't even describe it. I
no,
honestly,
you are,
it's
because I'm
like
starting to get a picture.
A little
of
bit
it.
Of like a little bit of a Pier 1, maybe with a little bit of a some
vintage,
definitely vintage.
Yes, yeah. Maybe stuff you might see like at the Easter Market, or just sort of all over the place. And all of it's just so cool.
And then you walk around, and like you said, you have a lot of customers that come in the summer because you're a gardener. Yeah. So I'm assuming you have a lot of flowers and all that. But then there's separate outbuildings, correct?
Yep.
You can also roam around and into.
Right.
And so it's an experience. It's not just a shop. It's an
experience, definitely.
I love shops like that because it reminds me that we're all creative.
Right.
And it comes about in different ways.
Right.
And I think giving people the opportunity to come to a place like that kind of renews us.
Yeah.
And makes us walk away thinking, okay, she took that. I can do this too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? I hear that all the time.
Right.
Well, I have that at home. I could do that.
Yeah.
Why don't I have that in my garden?
Yeah. I always look at it and go, oh, I have that, but I can never do it.
Right.
So here, do you want it?
Right.
Will you do it?
Right. Will you do it for me? Now, let me ask you, do you take, like I have some furniture that I'd love to do something with, but I never will. Would you do it for me?
Yes, I paint furniture for people.
Okay.
As well.
And you do flowers for weddings also.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of do a lot.
Yeah.
Not kind of. You do a lot. Let me rephrase that. You do a lot.
Yeah. Summertime's pretty crazy.
Give me a typical day week. How many hours a week do you work?
A lot.
Do you feel like you're always working when you work at home?
Pretty much.
Well, because you have to understand, I mean, to keep up that property, that's a lot of work.
Well, and plus in the summer, I have a huge vegetable garden.
Right.
Not just flowers for weddings, but every vegetable you can think of. That I actually grow, and I've been getting more into selling the fresh vegetables, heirloom stuff.
And chickens.
Organically grown. Wow. We have chickens, so we have egg customers every day.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. You know,
How many employees do you have?
Me.
Not enough.
You're a busy lady. That's a lot.
Better mention Jan.
Oh, yes. My lovely husband, we call Handy Jan now.
Yeah.
He's very helpful. He likes to build stuff for me.
Yeah, he does a good job, too. You have some pretty cool things out there that he built.
Thanks.
What do you wish you would have known more about in doing this endeavor and in taking this, you know, upon yourself? Is there anything, like, if you could go back, you'd learn more about finances, you'd learn more about, I don't know, time management? I'm just curious if there's something, like, for our listeners that are thinking about starting a business that maybe you could give them some advice or
Ooh, that's a hard one.
That's okay. We give every one of our guests gets one pass.
Okay, I'm going to pass on that.
All right.
Wait till the next
I'll
question.
I'll think about it later.
Yeah. See, first I give the easy one.
Yeah.
You'll want to take that pass.
Really, my next question is, what have you learned about yourself in doing this?
I think that I am more creative than I ever thought I was.
Wonderful.
It just kind of kept growing and growing, and definitely more of a farmer than I ever thought I was.
It's amazing to me that you didn't start out with the end in mind,
right?
Because of how
right.
big it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, you have people that come from all over.
Yeah.
I know they come from all over Michigan. Do they come from all over the country? Do you have people, or is it pretty much Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah. And how do they hear about it?
Nowadays, it's more Facebook than anything. I get most word of mouth and Facebook.
Word of mouth is good advertising.
It is the best.
Yes, it is.
You know, and the more artist friends you have, we all try to help each other and
Which
spread
is
the
great.
Word. And
that
you know.
Is good because I think a lot of people think that they get protective of their own trade
right.
or their own talent, and they don't want to. But there's enough room for everybody. They,
right.
I didn't finish
right.
my sentence. They don't want to share. You know, their resources or their ideas or suggestions. So it's really heartwarming to hear you say that.
Oh, yeah. I think we all help each other out all the time. I mean, and us having our little, you know, booth in Holly at a store, you know, that's just all of us working together to promote all the different places so that people can find us there or they can find us over in Goodrich or
right.
they can come to Little Old Hadley.
So do you do farmers markets?
I have in the past, but I don't have enough time.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they all come to you now.
Yeah. I make them come to me. If they want the veggies, they can come get them from the garden.
Now, if you could hire, I mean, do you ever think about hiring employees?
No.
No. Don't want that headache, right?
Denise would be like, I need 3 or 4 people. I can't do this.
I need Wednesday off to peel my potatoes.
I'll say mom's an employee, but yeah. Yeah.
You've got, you know, it sounds like you've got a good group of people that
yes.
pitch in and help
yes.
you. And
now, you have a big event coming up.
Yes. This weekend is the 12-year anniversary.
And Le Fleur Decor.
Of Le Fleur Decor.
How do you spell it?
L-E-F-L-E-U-R Decor.
How did you pick that name?
I don't know. The wine was involved.
Flowery wine. Fragrant wine.
A bunch of us were hanging out drinking wine, writing down names, and we just, you know, it just was too funny. My last name was Smith, so it was boring, you know, the Green Barn. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny. The wine and friends picking out names. It sounds
yeah.
like picking out a name for a rock band or
yeah,
something. That's
yeah.
usually how they do it.
Or the Nooner Show.
Or the Nooner Show.
So, yes,
right.
the flower.
That definitely took a little wine, but you had that all picked out.
I love the Nooner Show. Who's texting you right now?
I'm sorry. Uncle Vince.
Oh, hi, Uncle Vince.
I know.
Okay, so you have a big event.
Yes. So it's our holiday open house, first one of the season.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So it's all going to be Christmas
yes,
stuff.
Yes, we are holiday decorating
crazy.
As we speak.
Oh, wow. Well, that's going to be
day
nice.
Day and night, yes.
It should be.
Yes. So, and we'll have cocktails and homemade wine that my mom makes.
Ooh.
Now we're coming.
I know. When is that? Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay,
and
what's the
Sunday,
date?
10 to 5.
What are those dates?
The 14th and the 15th.
Okay, 10 to 5.
Yep.
And it's just open, come shop,
yep.
right?
Shop, drink, wander.
Oh, fun.
Have snacks. And then Sally's just 5 minutes from my place, and she'll be open as well.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Wonderful. Do you have a name?
Acorn Cottage Art.
Acorn Cottage Art. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Very magical, her place as well.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of nice. They can come to both of our places, and they're literally 5 minutes away from each other. So
are you north or south of Kelly's place?
South.
South?
She's on Hegel Road.
Oh, she's on Hegel Road.
Yes.
Okay.
Just about a half mile from Hadley Road.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so Hadley, because when I mention Hadley, people say, where's Hadley?
Yes.
Tell people where Hadley is.
I always say it's by Metamora. Most people know where that's at. North of Oxford, north of Clarkston.
Okay.
Right.
69.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
South. South of 69.
South of 69.
Okay, that way.
Yes.
North
but
of here.
It's a perfect it's a great drive, especially if you like take 75 up to and you
Baldwin Road, I like the back way.
You could come up the back way to Hadley Road and go through Hadley Hills and drive up. It's a beautiful drive, and it's also a great time if you're really looking for something unique to get somebody that is going to be different than, something that...
It's all homemade, handmade, local
art. And there's so much of it. It's not like it's a little craft store. It's nothing like that. I mean, this is just incredible, unique art. And it's very reasonably priced, too. That's the other thing.
I have a question that just came to mind. When you... it sounds like you're so creative. I'm ready to go there. But I have been, haven't I?
Yeah, I know. Because this has your name all over it.
I know. She keeps telling me that. Have you... It must happen. But that you've created something and you didn't want to sell it? Does that happen a lot or not at all? Or do you not get attached?
It happens, but I'm pretty good about letting it go.
For the right price.
I'm like, better than me. Yeah, she has a hard time sometimes.
I'll have people look at your stuff and say, oh, no, that's not for
sale. She'll say, I don't want to sell that. I don't want to sell that.
Go ahead.
No, if I don't want to sell something, I take it in the house and I trade it with something else. And bring it out.
Oh.
So you're good about kind of
keeping your inventory.
Yeah. Yeah. Not hoarding and
I'm not a hoarder, I'm a collector.
Is there a difference?
I think Sally may have said that a couple times, the way you looked at her.
No, there is a difference. I don't have any dead mice or
wow.
things.
Now what's the most creative thing you've ever done?
Okay, now that's a hard one. What? You're laughing. What's the most creative thing
you've done? I'd pass on it.
Oh, we're talking about artwork here.
Oh, jeez.
Sally, I'm sorry. I was a little slow on that one, Jack.
Sally was thinking something else. I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't know.
What brings you the most joy? Doing weddings? Being in the garden?
Being in the garden.
Okay.
Definitely.
What's your best gardening tip?
Water the plants.
Water the plants.
Manure
is good.
Good old-fashioned.
Water. I think water is the one thing people don't do enough of when it's needed.
Do you ever come to people's houses and tell them what to do different?
And I have in the past, but no, not anymore.
I lure you with some wine?
Lots of wine?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll send Jackie over there to work. You come to my house.
There you go. Of course she will.
So what advice? I mean, really, think about it. And I love that it just happened and you say you went with the flow. But if you look back, can't you almost connect the dots in everything you're doing now that something happened in your life along the way that prepared you for this?
Well, yeah. I mean, my dad... He gardened at my house. They live in town, and he used my yard because I had a big yard and did his garden there for years and years.
He did his garden at your place?
Yes.
Okay.
So I let him use part of my yard for his garden. He was a big gardener, and he got more into it, and he was doing farmers markets for years, and I always picked on him, you don't need to be growing all that stuff. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, can I have part of the garden? And then can I have more of the garden? And then he passed away a couple of years ago, and it just kind of, I took over the whole garden. Now I'm like the little gardener, or the farmer more. Wow. I was always the gardener, but now it's more the farming part of it. It's more of the
chicken,
food, the food element.
Right.
Do you eat the chickens as well, or do you have chickens that you roast and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't eggs. We did have some for our wedding last year, but we took them and had them done.
Oh, okay.
Neither one of us are brave enough to...
We raised chickens when I was a kid, and
they're all my little friends.
Nightmares.
Aw.
Yeah. Having to pluck those babies. Well, it's true. Hey, it's like tell me about your dad. Your eyes kind of lit up when you said your dad. So would you say he was the most inspirational in all of this?
Yeah, him and I did a lot of projects together. As soon as I bought that house, he helped me do everything. Build little rooms out of windows and, help me with projects in the house. And then when I decided to do the barn, he built all the walls and, he made it into the store for me. And just always was there when I wanted to do some crazy thing that, yeah. you know, there was no plan. It was like, all right, Dad, let's build, you know, a house out of windows.
Yeah.
How do we do it? We don't know, but.
Where do those ideas come from?
Wine.
Drinking, Denise.
You know, kids ask me that question a lot. Unfortunately, I can't use that answer.
Yeah,
so.
I can see you with second graders. It's wine. It's about time your parents tell you the truth.
Yeah,
vodka works. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything, kids.
Can you see those second graders going home and saying, Mommy, the author today told us she gets all her ideas from wine.
That's why you drink, right, Mommy? What do you think those moms are doing?
Oh, yeah. True.
Wow.
Stay-at-home moms especially.
Well, we have to get you out there.
I know.
You really do. But, okay, so tell us again, Facebook, how people
Facebook,
can look you up.
Facebook, LaFleur Decor.
LaFleur Decor. Spell it one more time.
LeFleurDecor.
Okay, so Facebook, and this Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th, from 10 to 5, is the holiday open house,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay, and people can come, they shop, you take... obviously, cash, Visa,
any card,
anything.
You got.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Barter wine, maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I have a girlfriend. Her name is Sue, and she is you would be best buds. And she just texted me and said, "I want to go." She would love. I mean, you think I would love it?
Yeah.
Sue does that kind of stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Her garden and her
I
yard.
Met Sue.
Yes.
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 Oh, I could see her
she
liking
takes,
that.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay,
she
here's
does so
the deal.
Many things.
Hey,
it's like,
I have a deal for you and
okay.
Sue.
Okay. Are you listening, Sue?
Sue, if you're listening, no, you guys come out. Let's go visit both
okay.
these places.
Yep.
And then
Acorn
Cottage.
It's right
Cottage.
Down the road, so I know where that's
okay.
at. So we can go do that, and then I'll treat you guys to the parlor for some fabulous pizza.
It's a date.
And ice cream.
Sue, text me and let me know when you can go.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be fun.
You guys can come out this weekend, then.
Well, we
great.
Need to go again. Tell everybody again, the open house.
This Saturday and Sunday.
It's this Saturday
10 to
and
5.
Sunday.
But we also do another holiday open house December 5th and 6th.
Oh, okay.
We do two, so there's one more closer to Christmas.
Because this one's actually your anniversary
yeah,
celebration.
Yeah, this started out as it was always my anniversary.
Right.
It's when I opened the store.
12 years.
Yeah.
12-year anniversary.
And then I always had it, like, ready for the holidays type thing. And then her and I started doing something, I don't
okay.
know how long ago, years ago.
Do we still have time for a couple more questions?
Yeah.
It's been 12 years, right?
Yeah.
Has every year gotten better?
No.
Tougher?
Well, when the recession did, what, 2007?
Eight.
I mean, it's like
yes.
I just started
yeah.
getting going.
Yeah.
And then it went, you know.
Okay.
Which I was thinking about that. I mean,
yeah.
how did you survive that?
Well, I live there, so it wasn't like I had that extra.
And you were growing food. I mean, you sort of learned to survive that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you learned to use
that.
What
you're
you have.
Right.
Yeah. So it was.
See, I love that. Use what you have.
Yes.
You learn to use what you have.
Yes.
Yeah. And it sounds like you don't live beyond your means,
no.
which is another great bit of advice for people if they
right.
want to start their own business. You kind
yeah.
of have to look
you're
at.
You're screwed, Denise.
You have to sacrifice.
Denise.
No, I try to go with Bob's advice. You can have anything you want, but you can't have everything. So
really?
Yeah.
John doesn't even say that.
Yeah, it's pretty good if you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know? So would you do anything different?
No, I don't think so.
Is there something that you still think, I really want to do this as part of my business? Like, what's next for Kelly?
Oh, man.
What's your next wish?
Well, yeah, I definitely want to have more wedding-type events at my place. I had our wedding there last year.
Oh, congratulations.
I've had a few parties there for groups, you know, luncheons, things like that. But I definitely have a spot for people to get married.
Right.
Okay, so did you post pictures of your wedding on
yes.
your Facebook page? So
yes.
people could go and look at those.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. There's an album section. There's a
oh, wonderful.
Bunch of different.
And I keep suggesting to the chamber, I shouldn't say I keep suggesting. I brought it up last time I was at your place. I thought it would be a perfect place for like a garden tea party,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like
yeah.
with everybody maybe tying it into the Kentucky Derby or,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
the big hats. Know. It's just that type of place.
Did you mention or did I dream this? Did you say something about business meetings there?
Well, for the chamber. Yeah, because we're both members of the chamber. She's on the board.
And you have meetings there? Oh, wait.
Not funny. Yeah.
Do you have meetings at your...
We just had one or two there just for fun. We had a little mixer there. And
but I'm wondering if you couldn't do corporate meetings there, like have that be
If it were an outdoor type event, yes.
But how
we don't
cool
have
it would be cool. Yeah.
If you had, you know.
We could have the Nooner show meeting there.
Why don't we do a show from there?
We could. That would be fun. That would be a lot of fun.
I mean, it just sounds like one of those places that wraps its arms around you.
It does. Well, and you know what? Then we'd probably have the ninja guys there, too. Because, by the way, last night they had a ninja meeting. And they now have a new vodka that they created with a ninja spice. Yeah.
What?
Wow. So, see what happened from being on our show?
Well, no, but I was thinking to myself, because, of course, John came home late. And I thought, what a job. I want
vodka
that job.
Yeah. And spices.
And spices, of course.
Did you kiss him and your lips burned?
Oh, yeah. They always burn.
That's why your eyes got burned.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You told me you were allergic to something else.
Uh-huh.
It was okay. John.
No, I'm not allergic to John.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Anyway, we do have to wrap this part up.
Again?
Well, go ahead. What
Why
else?
Can't we do a 24-hour show?
Oh, God. Nobody's going to listen to us.
Well, we really appreciate you being here.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. It sounds like a wonderful place, and we need to. We definitely need to make a field trip. Sue will be texting me.
Good.
We'll get a pizza out of Jackie, and
we'll have homemade
come to
wine.
The Acorn Cottage and homemade wine at your place, Kelly. La Fleur Decor. Yes. I do love the name, by the way.
I do, too.
Yeah. So wine or not, that was a good call. Thank your friends.
But wine would be even better, would make it even better, right?
Yeah. Wine makes everything better.
Doesn't wine?
And so do friends. I said that the other day. I like, don't friends and wine make everything better? Okay, so do we really need to wrap it up? Because we can do our fortune cookies.
We have fortune cookies.
We have fortune cookies.
Oh, Jessica's flashing us
over
there.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have enough fingers on my hand to do that, but we have like 14 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow. Well, we have a lot to still have a lot to talk about. We certainly need to talk about Janelle and our Thanksgiving show.
But let's do our fortune cookies first. Then we'll talk about the sip on this.
And you know what? While they're here, I'd love to get some tips and advice and suggestions from them for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
For our Thanksgiving show.
Okay.
So while we do a couple of these other little side things, why don't you two be thinking about that? And then we'll bring you back in for that, okay?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Now, Jackie loves this tradition.
I do.
Everybody gets a fortune cookie.
I do.
We toss our cookies.
We do toss our cookies. And then whichever way the prongs face you, that means that cookie was meant for you. That fortune was meant for you. Oh, Jessica, that one's yours. And, right here, Sally and Kelly, right there.
Okay. I'm going to open mine.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
While we open our cookies, let's remember that it's Veterans Day.
Yes.
And Diwali Day.
Diwali Day.
Yes, I'm going to go home and light my candles to symbolize the inner light that protects us from spiritual darkness. Oh.
What?
Mine's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
That was probably meant for me.
Oh, not supposed to eat it.
Stealer. You know, I heard somebody the other day say, liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, and it's like, have you ever seen any liar with their pants on fire?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
But there is a first for everything.
That's true. So mine reads, an unexpected event will bring you riches in bed.
In bed.
We always finish our fortunes in bed.
Not literally in bed. But
that's where Jackie gets her fortune. But
I create my fortune, Missy.
Oh, yes, you do, baby.
Okay, your next interview will result in a job in bed.
Wait a minute, who's on next week?
Janelle Stone.
So she's your next interview?
She is.
Ooh, and it's going to do what?
Result in a job.
In bed?
No. Not
bed. Wait a minute. You have a job and it's with me, so don't be going
anywhere.
Right.
And that's the only one in bed for me. Just kidding.
Jessica.
Bide your time for success is near in bed.
Wow. That was a good one. Yes. All right, Kelly.
A cheerful letter or message is on its way to you. In bed.
What's Jan doing right now?
Hopefully writing a letter.
And delivering it in bed tonight with his little bow tie.
With rose petals.
Le Fleur. Welcome to Le Fleur Decor. Go ahead, Sally.
A charming friendship is in the making. In bed.
Are you married, Sally?
Yes.
All right. Well, what's the sip on this, by the way? This is pretty good. It's in honor of you, Kelly.
Well, it's a little of this and a little of that is what it is. I was explaining to Kelly and Sally that we'd come up with a drink that sort of honors our guest. And I was trying to find something with the name Le Fleur in it.
Le Fleur.
I was searching and searching, and then I came upon something, but I can't share it because we're going to save it.
Right.
So I decided to use my own creativity, and I went to my liquor cabinet.
Imagine that. Imagine Denise with the liquor cabinet.
And I pulled a little of this and a little of that.
And made your own Le Fleur.
And I made these things in jars, which...
I like these little jars.
You know, they're adorable little mason jars.
Well, this isn't an effort to not have a 19th bag that I lug up the stairs.
Right.
You know, every week, Jackie says to Jessica, do you know anybody else that brings this much stuff?
Well, that's because I have to carry half
of
it.
You've known me for how long? And I have downsized,
yeah,
girl.
You have, actually. Yeah.
So, anyways.
I would love to see how you pack to go on a trip for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if it would be as bad as me.
You don't want to see.
I wonder if it would be as bad as me.
But now that they charge us for luggage, I've gotten better.
Bob has to keep his at home. Cut back one of the bags.
Yes, honey, you only get one pair of underwear on this. And you'll have to rinse it out of the sink.
Oh, come on. You know you don't have him wear underwear.
Come on. Commando. Oh, I could so go somewhere, but I'm not going to go there.
No, we can't.
But getting back to these two are over here like shell-shocked listening to us. It does, really. I know it sounds funny, but the little of this and a little of that. It's perfect for you because...
Exactly how I would have made it.
You do a lot, and a little of this and a little of that, and it all sounds amazing and extremely artsy. And we salute. We salute the artist in you.
Yes. Le Fleur Decor.
So cheers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I drank mine already, so I'm cheersing with mom. Yeah.
Me too.
Good. Okay.
This is when we need sound effects. So let's talk about next week's guest.
Okay, next week we have Janelle Stone, Seven Stone Management Entertainment Company, and she's done quite a bit in the Metro Detroit area, all over booking a lot of big acts. She's worked with a lot of big venues, festivals. She's a single mom. She's a hard worker, and she has a like a modeling agency, too. I mean, you should see some of the models.
Is that why she's
beautiful.
Coming to scout us?
I think so. I think she heard we were really, really hot. Really hot.
Well, I'm hoping she likes our show so much she takes us on the road.
But yeah, there you go.
She sounds like a fascinating woman.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
And then we are going to do a Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
And we're going to give lots of tips and ideas and suggestions, simple things.
Recipes
and wines to serve.
Yes.
And how to make a great Bloody Mary bar. And my favorite thing is some great games to play.
Ugh.
And how to get your guests to really be grateful. Oh, come on. Really?
Huh?
Have you ever played Left, Right, Center? Have you ever played Taboo?
Oh, I like Left, Right, Center.
Do you play charades?
No.
Oh, no. Gosh. John, you can come to my house for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you think that's going to entice John? Oh, what do you think John's doing? He's going, hell no, we're not playing those games. We'll play quarter bounce.
Red
or
Rover, Red
like
Rover. Well, beer pong. We have a ping pong table.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, now I'm
now
talking.
Now we're talking.
All right.
Now,
so, okay, well, but the Thanksgiving show, while we have our wonderfully artistic, creative, tell us, give us just a couple of good tips for creating a great table. Like, what would be on your table on Thanksgiving?
Oh, some beautiful pumpkins and gourds and what's our favorite berry?
Rose hips.
No. One.
Bittersweet.
Bittersweet's beautiful.
Oh, good. See, that's already a great tip.
Right.
I'm going to go find myself some
I think one of the other things we're going to talk about is setting the mood for a great party, the entertaining, the ambiance. Because that's huge to me. The right music, the right sense, the everything.
Like you and I were talking about.
The decor.
It's all the senses. It's thinking about sight, not just sight, because I think we do that, but what people hear, what they smell.
Right. Obviously how they feel right when they walk in. What kind of music's playing.
Yes.
And changing the music up throughout the night depending on what the activities are.
Right, the
games. Playing games.
Some rock and roll, baby.
There you go.
No, I'm going to play Rocky's song.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a good one.
By the way, the song, our theme song that the two of you heard, you know.
That was good.
That is her daughter's.
You know that, Kelly, right?
Oh, I didn't know that
That's
was her song.
Rocky Veloz.
Oh, I really like
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Thanks.
I love that song. And I swear, the more I hear it, the more I hear notes in there and words.
Yeah, you know the lyrics. I don't even know the lyrics. I can't get
the
over
The only part you know is this time the bitch got the last
That's
word.
That's the only, because I think of you every time.
I know
That's
you
the
do.
Only part
you
I know.
Point at me and all that. Yeah, I know.
You know what's interesting? I was thinking about the month of November. We had all women on our show, didn't we?
We did.
Did we? Yeah, we did. It started with who was the?
I can't remember what I did. Well, I can remember what I did last night because I'm dancing, but I can't remember what.
Yeah, I know I can't either. But
yeah, Mary Grace. Okay, so we had Mary Grace, but so what's your point?
Oh well, the month of December. No, I just thought it was interesting because it's not like we planned it like that. But the month of December, we have all guys on.
I knew you had a good point. That's why I said that. Yeah, I didn't mean to be sarcastic. No, I meant.
No, I didn't really have a good point. It's just that I just realized that I don't know how that happened. But
we have all men in December?
In December. So listen, December 2nd, we have Kevin Sharp from Metro 37, and he has so much going on. In fact, he was one of the people that America's Got Talent contacted, asking him for
recommendations.
Recommendations,
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's how well he's doing. And then this is going to be exciting. If you love country music, December 9th, we have Alan Turner on.
Love it.
And he's just blowing it up in the country scene. And December 16th is another phenomenal country artist, Brian Schramm. And this guy's great. His career's gone all over the place with music, and he has a fishing show. And
he just has a lot of really
cool stuff. And then we have the week of Christmas. I think it's just you and I. I think we were thinking about not having a guest that week. But then December 30th for our New Year's Eve show, we have Mr. Stone Perkins.
Oh, what a great lineup.
From the 5 Year show, yeah. So you guys, this
guy. Tune in.
Yeah, he has a great radio show on Thursday nights
and
at 9 o'clock, 5
presence.
Years. Yeah, great presence.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it comes through the radio.
You don't
have to be in person with them. Yeah. Well, I'm excited. We have a lot of great shows. We're going to need another hour, I'm thinking.
For which one?
All of them.
Oh, all of them? Okay,
I mean, in general, we're going to need a 2 hour show.
You're going to have to bring more alcohol. And then we'll stay another hour.
All right, I can do that.
Okay, so we do have a song. We're going to close the show with a song. And this song is Kelly's song. And it's I Will Survive.
Oh, I love this song.
Because she knew that whatever happened with her career 12 years ago, she would survive, and she has survived. She survived some of the toughest times in Michigan and has a thriving business now. So it's not just surviving, but it's thriving. So congratulations.
Thanks, ladies.
Good luck on the open house. And the anniversary party and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing. I mean, what you're, you know, I know you kind of are very humble about it, and you don't want to say that you had this big vision, but you followed your gut, your heart.
And created a masterpiece.
The flow, and we appreciate you sharing that. We love this segment. We hope more people think about what their wishes are, figure out what's in the way, figure out what might get in the way, and find a way to get around it.
And
remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
Thanks for taking a leap of faith with us today.
Happy hump day, everyone.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
I will survive.
Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
First I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. So now just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk.
This is a previously recorded episode.